Hi, everybody. This is Mary McKenzie with the NBC Academy, and it's my great pleasure to introduce you to Jim and Jory Mansky. These guys are really into fun and goofiness with a serious spin to it. When you learn from Jim and Jory, it's kind of all about how do you get to a really deep and intense place without even noticing it, and possibly with a smile on your face along the way. They are inspiring and insightful. They have a long history of spiritual development, and they know a lot of different processes, and they bring it all to their NBC work. So it's my great pleasure to introduce them to you, and I hope you enjoy this session with them tonight.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. I'm really glad to be here. For me, this is about resilience and being able to live what is often for people stressful for me some of the time, and so I'm really glad to be here to share some of this.
As I say in Hawaii, Mele Kalikimaka, Merry Christmas in Hawaiian. My hope for our time together is that at the end of the call, that you'll walk away having a sense that you really got something that you can use during the holidays to bounce back after you get triggered. Because I'm predicting that each and every one of us will get triggered over the holidays, because why would it be any different than any other day of the year? And maybe the ante is even up because we bring to the holidays so many expectations. So we're hopeful that you will have more tools in your toolbox and have ways of utilizing NVC to warm up your heart, to enjoy savoring more connection with one another.
I'd just like to add that for me, one of the exciting parts of some of these practices is that I can prepare myself so that I'll be resilient. So I actually can do some things before I know it's going to be stressful that will make it easy for me to ride through with presence and have the state of awareness that I would like to have.
I'd like to say what we're going to do so that you're clear on the journey. In just a moment, I'll lead you in what we call a self-connection exercise, which is something Jory and I include in virtually everything we do as a way to use NVC within our own heart, within our own mind, within our own body in order to cultivate a field of presence. And then Jory has a brief lesson to share with you about utilizing the power of pleasant emotions in order to build resilience. And there'll be a practice with that, and we'll find out how that was for you. And then if there's time, we have another little piece that we'd like to offer you about giving and receiving messages when our needs have been met during the holidays to support building a system where there's more and more focus placed on the millions of moments in each day when our needs are met, and shifting the focus towards the beauty of moment to moment. And at the very end, hopefully we'll have a chance to hear from you how this was and celebrate and mourn together our time together. But I'd like to just go ahead and move into the self-connection exercise. So you can do it with your eyes open or your eyes closed. And first, just take a moment and consider, why are you doing this exercise? What needs are you hoping to meet by trying this out? Then to cultivate a sense of presence, just notice your heart right now. And notice if there's any physical sensations or emotions present in your heart. Without trying to change what's there, simply to notice what's there. And if you have a sense that your heart is open, just savor that and enjoy that experience. And if your heart has a sense of constriction, that's okay too. Just notice that and actually enter into that constriction as if you're curious about it and you wonder, what's the message here? What's this constriction telling me is important? It's kind of a way of honoring your heart, whether it's open or closed. So this is like meeting yourself with self-compassion. Wherever you are in the moment is fine. And as you shift to openness, something magical can begin to happen. As you broaden your perspective and can build on that experience of self-compassion and self-acceptance to see what else can happen during the exercise. And as we've all gone through the beginning phase of the hustle and bustle of preparing for the holiday season, I'm imagining that you might have accomplished something. Even though there might be a million things left on your to-do list, that you might have accomplished something to get ready for the holidays. Even if it's just to think about where you might be going or who might be coming to your house or something that you have accomplished. So take a moment and consider something that you've accomplished. And bring to mind this observation of finishing this thing. You may not have finished the whole piece, but you might have finished a step in a process. But get in touch with the energy of what it's like to complete a part of something and to feel finished with it. And allow yourself to bring a mindful awareness to what's going on in your body as you sense that you finished this thing. Maybe there's a sense of pride or excitement or gratitude or relief. Notice what it's like for you and savor the feelings that are alive in you as you do that. Savor that pride or that joy or the relief, whatever it is for you. Keep your focus on your body. You might be talking to yourself too, that's fine, but just keep the energy of your awareness in your heart and allow it to just be as it is and to open even further into the experience. You might notice what needs of yours were met when you accomplished whatever it was that you were accomplishing and how that feels. And to intensify the savoring even more, you can remember other times when you've accomplished things similarly and that you've met this need in other ways. Just notice how good it feels to finish, even though there might be other things left to do. We don't often take the time to just savor that we fulfilled our mission for the moment. And as a final part of the exercise, just notice how you feel right now having done it. What might have shifted in your heart as you come back to it? Just an awareness of how you feel right now. Maybe some needs of yours were met by trying this practice, and maybe not. Either is fine. Again, to greet yourself with a sense of self-compassion.
Thank you, Jim. And so we have an opportunity now to do a check-in. What I'd love to hear from each of you is something about what's gone well so far in relationship to the holidays, or what's gone well even just today for you. One of the things that went well for me is that Jim and I actually had quite a tangle about our training and different issues around our training, and we moved through some significant pieces that have languished for a while and have come to a place of deep connection. It went really well. Thank you for being with me. Do you want to go next?
What went well for me? Well, we got on this call, and even though there were a few little bumps as we tried to adjust to the technology, everything is working right now as far as I can tell. And so it's going well for me right now.
The place where I am right now, I'm filled with gratitude and excitement, feeling really kind of filled up with having some new tools to deepen my consciousness and to prepare for the holidays instead of kind of grumbling my way through December. Thank you.
I'm grateful. I had like a huge fight over the weekend, but it seems like there was movement throughout it. I'm not grateful for the fight, but I'm grateful for having expressed some of the frustrations and unmet needs and feeling heard. So I am grateful for that, and I'm grateful for some of the tools about changing my focus from last week.
Thank you.
I found the opening exercise really helpful. It was just good going through the exercise of reaching completion in my mind. We have a week off each year in my work, and I added another week. Second week is completely unplanned, so that first week will be with family. But it's more just being empathetic with myself and having it open enough to really explore what's possible with a whole extra week. It's going to be amazing. And I'm really not going into default, which would be to go visit other parts of my family or do other things. Just want to be open to new possibilities.
Giving yourself a gift.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
The main thing that I feel grateful about and has gone well so far is that I was starting to feel my usual way that I do in December, and I had a really blue day, and all of a sudden I thought, oh, it's December. That's what's going on. I really enjoyed that freedom and sense of choice and power in my life, that there is probably something I could do about it. And this class is one of those things. So I'm feeling like I have a lot of choice, and I'm reminding myself, I'm aware that I have some choices and some ways that I can support myself through the holidays.
Yay for choice.
Yeah.
So I'm excited because this is my first year I'm not taking Christmas so serious, so I'm really grateful for simplified Christmas with less gifting and wrapping and shipping and just more opportunity to connect with people in a meaningful way by visiting or writing a letter, telling them how important they are, or in some other way besides just gifting.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
I guess I'm really having as minimalist Thanksgiving and Christmas this season as I've had, but I'm present to sort of having some Scrooge-like tendencies, and I'm really wanting to just see if that's a choice or not. I am grateful about this morning I partook in a guided meditation that was about gratitude, and that was really helpful to recognize that that's something I might not really be partaking in the holiday in the material realm in a tangible way, but maybe the spiritual, the intention of the realm is something that I'm still very open to exploring more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
All right. Well, thank you. I just would like you now to consider how you feel. Just having heard what, for yourself, what went well, and also hearing everybody else. And just to notice that we have an opportunity to look at in our lives what's going well and also what is problematic. And it's not that one is necessarily better than the other, or we should be looking at one or the other. Just the nature of it is that when we connect with positive feelings and we connect with what is going well, we tend to be more resilient when stuff that isn't going very well happens. So it's very helpful. And so I wanted to share with you a practice, and it's based on positive psychology, and it's very specific emotions that have been shown to support resilience and give you an opportunity to savor, to experience and savor some of these. I use this practice often as I'm going to sleep. It's become part of my meditation. If I wake up in the middle of the night, it supports me in having a quiet mind and going back to sleep. If I'm concerned about something when we have an interaction, as we're bound to do because it's a relationship and relationships get bumpy, whether it's a relationship husband and wife or business or children or whatever it is, we tend to get triggered. And what I really like to look at is how can I become resilient faster? How can I get back to a balanced place and more present? And so I'd like to share that with you and give you an opportunity to experience it. And I've created a little acronym, which I'll give you in the end, that will support you in remembering the different pieces. And at this moment, just an opportunity for you just to experience it. So, remember a time when something was amusing. Something funny. And just feel what it feels like to feel amusement. Use that as an anchor into the feeling of amusement. Maybe it's something someone else did or said. Just feel that. And then consider the feeling of hope. Maybe you have some hopes for this call or hopes for something else. And then feel what it feels like to feel hope. And then consider the feeling of awe. I often think of the Grand Canyon or a beautiful flower, whatever it is for you. Look into that feeling of awe. Something you've seen or heard and triggers that feeling. And then the feeling of love. Consider someone that you love and notice what it feels like to love them. And then think of a time when you were really inspired. What does it feel like to be inspired? Maybe it's a teacher or a thought, a saying. Just feel what that feels like. And then imagine something very interesting happening. And you've been really engaged and interested in something. All your mental attention, all your focus is on something that you're very engaged in. And then savor that. And then finally in this exercise, consider something that you are grateful for. Maybe it's what went well that you connected to earlier. Maybe it's something else. Savor that. That experience of gratitude. And I would love to hear how that was for you, for some of you, anyone who's willing to share. Would love to know how that was for you.
I was just feeling grateful for having made some connection with my daughter and my sister-in-law and feeling hopeful about creating some structure in the holidays and making some plans and not just feeling at the love the group process that oftentimes I feel like I'm at odds with. So that felt good, and I hope that I can maintain it.
Mm-hmm. So what you notice is when you think about those things and you touch that place, you can it's a feeling that you can generate. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm already a little bit trepidatious. You know, it's easy to lose that sense of hope and satisfaction with connection, but I'm trying to not do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I feel fairly hopeless, so to speak, that I feel fairly hopeless that we can sustain it all the time. What I actually feel more hope in is that we can recreate it at choice. That mm-hmm. even if something happens, you have a choice to connect back into considering something that you're grateful for or something that inspires you. So the feelings will come and go. You actually were able to create them just now. Is that your experience of it?
Yeah, and I think that's what I learned last week too, that you can just change your focus.
Yeah.
I mean, and nothing has really changed. You just changed your focus. So,
yeah.
You just changed your experience, even though the outside hasn't necessarily changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And chemically, what happens in our brain is we're able to build that resilience back because we can actually shift rather than get stuck in the wallowing or the anxiety or the pieces that are uncomfortable for us. And it's not that those aren't important. It's about being able to travel through them in a way that is more balanced and to recover and take care of ourselves, even in those challenging moments.
Thank you.
So I imagine for everybody, you were able to touch some of these feelings. For me, again, the purpose of this is to be at choice. To really have some choice and realize that in any given moment I do have choice. I have choice to shift my focus and in fact have built in the resource for myself through the practice of connecting with each of these emotions. I actually have anchors or pictures or circumstances that I can call upon on a regular basis. So if I get to the place where I'm want to think about love, I can consider, for example, my daughter and just the amount of love that flows out of me as I consider her right now. Or I think of Jim, just that flows. Or I actually collect things that inspire me so that I can touch inspiration at any point and bring myself back into a balance rather than get lost in what I call going down the rabbit hole. And that's easier during this time of the year for me. Actually, it's easier to go down the rabbit hole during times when there's this level of intensity and an increased connections or lack of connections or all the things that the holidays bring forth. I told you that I would give you the acronym for all the feelings, and I'm going to say them fairly quickly now because I didn't say them all. But I have three words that are the acronym for this. One is AHA, which is for awe, hope, and amusement. LIPS, which stands for love, inspiration, pride, which is what Jim talked about, the sense of accomplishment, and serenity. And the third one is JIG, which is joy, interest, and gratitude. I have gotten so that I can go through those fairly quickly, a minute on each one, and generate an incredible amount of resourcefulness and peace. Or I could just pick one or two of them in a moment when it's difficult to be able to step back from the challenge, whether it's a challenge with another person or it's a challenge inside my own heart, that can help me have some perspective on the broadness of life rather than the narrowness of life when I'm triggered.
What's the point of all this for me? I love this idea to cultivate the sense of choicefulness. Like even in the midst of our little tangle, I would coach myself to cultivate a sense of hope. We've gone through tangles before, so I had hope that we would get through this one too, even though I wondered, but I still had hope, you know, the moment of doubt. And so hope is like an antidote to doubt. Love is an antidote to fear and so forth. So there are these ways that these life-serving emotions can cultivate resilience. And the research has shown that there is a tipping point with this. And the tipping point is 3-1. So that for every experience of a separating emotion like fear or anger or hurt, or these are really important pieces of information for us as human beings to get when our needs are not met. And in order to thrive as human beings, we need to have 3 experiences of these life-serving or pleasant emotions for every time that we have a separating emotion. And so that's why it's so important to have the skill set that Jory just taught in order to access it. So what I'm working on, and I'm still a real baby at this, is that when I do feel scared, like during our talk earlier today, I got really scared at something that Jory said. And so now I know that doing these exercises we've done during the call have helped me to rebalance so that that ratio is restored, and that I'm touching a lot more well-being now than I was, say, 2 hours ago because of that. And there's another way that you can increase resilience and savor, and that's to savor it out loud with somebody else by expressing your love, expressing your gratitude, expressing your pride and joy and so forth. So I'd like you to have a chance to practice that now and to think of a situation where you were generating some positive emotion in your life, some generative emotion like love or pride, when something went well and it involved another person. And write down what the other person did that you liked. They did something that you liked or that contributed to you in some way. Somebody helped things go well for you. So, for example, the other day at the end of the practice group, I was starving, or I thought I was. Really wasn't, but I thought I was really hungry. And Jory put a pot of soup to warm up. And so by the time I got up here and got things settled, there was soup ready for me. So Jory contributed to me by warming up the soup. So what did somebody else do that made your life more wonderful? Then connect with what need of yours was met when this other person did this thing. They fed you in some way. Maybe it's literally with food in my case. So the Jory helped to meet my need for nutrition or sustenance or whatever you want to call it. There's also something about love in that that I took. So what needs of yours did the other person contribute to fulfilling? And write that down if you'd like. It's just a little more helpful to construct what you might, how you might want to share it with somebody else if you have it written down for practice. That's really all you need. Those are the 2 bits you need to open up a conversation with somebody where you can now bring some life to any situation where you would like to cultivate connection. You've all had the experience now of finding something that you're genuinely grateful for, and you're connected to what need of yours was met. So now there's the opportunity to share it with somebody else. And here are the elements of how you could share it. So I'll share it out loud with Jory, and then I'll say what I did. So, Jory, you remember the other day after the practice group when you heated up the soup for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just remembering that during the group just now because we were doing this gratitude lesson. And, you know, I was thinking about how meaningful that was for me and that you saw my pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you really helped, it kind of contributed to my needs mattering to you, and it really cultivated a sense of love and connection between us. And really, I feel actually a little touched, and I'm always amazed that this does this, so touched and amazed that even this little bitty thing can affect me right now. And I wonder how you feel hearing that.
I feel a sense of sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm delighted to remember, too, the gift of being able to give it to you.
Yeah. And it reminds me, even just hearing your reaction, it reminds me that every morning you make breakfast, or almost every morning, and that there's so many times you contribute to my sustenance and the deliciousness by the food that you manifest for us. Sometimes it even seems magical. I can't find anything to eat, and then I come back 10 minutes later, and there's like a plate made for me. And it's just really sweet for me that you do that to support me and to support yourself as well. Anything else you want to say about it to finish?
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. So look at the elements there. They're pretty familiar to anybody that's practiced a little bit of NVC. First, I bring to mind the observation, what it is that I'm responding to. In this case, it was joy put some soup on. It's a really simple sentence there. It's very clear, and I'm checked it out to make sure Jory could make a clear picture of what I was talking about. And then I shared with her what needs of mine were met when she did that. And then the most important piece for me is that then I let her in a vulnerable way on how I was feeling right now sharing it. Not how I felt back on Monday when she did it, but how I'm feeling right now sharing it. And that's likely to fire off some things in her brain because of the way we're wired together as a couple and as fellow human beings. When I experience the sweetness and support, it's likely to awaken that same thing in Jory. And so I'm savoring it, and she's likely to be savoring it too. And then I find out, I actually make a clear and present request to find out how it is for her. What's it like for you to hear this from me? And now we're connected, and sometimes we call it a gratitude binge. One thing will lead to another. As you saw in my case, I could remember other times when similar things had happened. Sometimes Jory will remember things that I've done for her, and so we'll just kind of hang out in that field of gratitude. So I wonder if there's one of you who would like to practice expressing your gratitude or any of the other pleasant emotions that somebody else contributed to when you wrote it down. I'd love for you to be able to have a chance to say it out loud. If you'd like to do that, it will help all of us to learn, especially if you're willing to make mistakes doing this.
I wrote down that I was grateful after I had my hissy fit over the weekend with my daughter, where I just was really stressing in very melodramatic terms that, you know, our family mattered, and I wanted her to participate, and I wanted to know that I mattered to her and that we mattered to each other. And so after that, you know, she referred back to that, and she did some things. She vacuumed, and she ran the dishwasher. She swept the kitchen floor. I mean, usually she does nothing. So that's huge. And she acknowledged my feelings, which was, like, really big. And she responded in such a way, you know, that, I mean, it almost supported my having, you know, yelled at her and cried and all the things that I did, even though that's not really how I want to get my needs met. It touched me that she cared that I cared so much. And then we were able to agree on a structure, which, you know, I hope to dip back into those feelings of gratitude and faith and hope and whatever, to be able to refer back, like, okay, now we're going to discuss things and make plans and get out the calendar to follow through with that through the uncharted days ahead.
Yeah. What I'd love for you to try, if you're willing, is that maybe Jory could play your daughter,
mm-hmm.
and you could just express it in the form that I just suggested, where you say one thing that your daughter did, what need of yours was met by it, and how you feel about it delivering the message to your daughter, and then ask how your daughter feels about receiving the message. Are you willing to try that with Jory?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
My daughter's name is Anastasia.
Okay.
Anastasia, I felt really touched when you responded to our conversation and referred back to it because it met my need to feel heard and to matter. And then when I saw you acting on having heard some of the things that I said and contributing to the household, I felt really grateful because it met my need for reciprocity and contribution. And I am so grateful when I have those feelings of connection with you that you just have no idea.
Hmm.
Hmm.
and see if you can end on a clear and present request. Would you like to hear how Anastasia feels hearing what you've just said?
Okay. How do you feel about that, Anastasia?
Well, I'm really glad to hear that from you, Mom. I'm really glad that it really worked for you because I really care about you. And I wanted to do those things for you. It wasn't that they were so much fun to do, but I just really wanted to make a difference for you. So I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So how was that for you to practice that? How are you feeling right now, having done that?
I'm feeling tender.
Yeah, tender. Thank you.
Can you imagine actually having that conversation with her in that way?
Well, I mean, like, I felt kind of vulnerable when I started it, but it's a little scary, but I'd like to try.
Yeah.
Scary that perhaps she wouldn't receive it in the way you intend?
Maybe. I'm not even sure. Just, I don't know.
Just confronting the unknown of it, the uncertainty. You're not sure what'll happen if you try that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you imagine it would lead to connection between the two of you?
I would hope that it would. We've had so little connection that it's, I guess maybe I'm also scared of being rebuffed, like I don't want to talk to you type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I don't care or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really what you're hoping for, is that it would lead to more connection. You want to do things that really support the two of you.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Thank you so much for revealing what it's like to be you in this moment. And would you like to hear an idea I have of how you might get over the hump of what it's like to be with that uncertainty?
Sure.
Yeah, Jory and I call this profound honesty, whereas instead of beginning with the gratitude, which is also a fine thing to do, just to start with the gratitude is great. But sometimes if there's something getting in the way of my gratitude because of my apprehension or how I'm wondering how the other person might feel about receiving it, then I can actually help us both by revealing that. And it might sound something like this. Anastasia, I really want things to be connecting between us, and I want to be able to share with you my gratitude, and I feel a little apprehensive about doing it right now because I don't want to do anything to interrupt how good things are right now. So would you be willing to tell me what you heard was important to me?
That you want us to be connected.
Thank you. Yeah, I really treasure the connection. And I wonder how it would be for you if I expressed some gratitude to you. Would you like to hear some things that are really working for me about us being together right now?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. So that's what it looks like. Any comments or questions when you hear that?
Can you do it again?
Can you come over to my house? Yeah, so basically the form of it is I notice that I'm nervous or I'm apprehensive or whatever the feeling is. And rather than skipping that part, I'm going to honor my own need and acknowledge it. So I'm just going to rip my heart out and put it on the table. You know, Anastasia, I'm feeling scared to say this, but I want to say it anyway because our connection means so much to me. And so I say what my need is. Then I ask her, would you be willing to tell me what you heard was important to me?
Yeah, I heard that you feel nervous about our connection right now.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to know that, because otherwise I wouldn't know what that energy was that you were coming at me with.
Yeah, so you're appreciating the clarity of me.
Yeah, what's
expressing.
Going on for you.
Thank you. So then I go to gratitude. She just met my request. And so the genuine thing in my heart is gratitude that she did that. And now I actually feel about 150 times more relaxed than I was just 10 seconds ago. And now I can reveal my gratitude because I've actually built the safe space myself by opening up and being vulnerable. Does that help?
Yeah, I was busy scribbling it down. I noticed that I'm nervous, but I really want to tell you how much I appreciate our connection, and would you be willing to tell me what you heard was so important to me, something along those lines?
Exactly. That's it. Beautiful, beautiful modeling. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing
it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
So we can talk about the worst thing that can happen in a way and how we can kind of overcome that, because sometimes people have an allergy. It's almost like they're allergic to gratitude or allergic to happiness. And so what can we do in that situation when we might experience their allergy to our gratitude as being rebuffed? And so one way we just demonstrated, which is through being vulnerable and honest about what's going on in us that might be getting in the way of expressing it. But we can also use empathy for what we sense might be going on within the other person. And so, you know, it's real common in our society to express gratitude, and the other person kind of blows it off with a, oh, anybody would do that. And so let me demonstrate to you how you can use empathy in that situation in order to hopefully build a sense of connection. So Jory's going to play a coworker, and this is maybe happening at the office Christmas party or whatever, and I'm her boss or her colleague, and I'm going to express something that's really heartfelt for me. And so, Jory, you know, today we did this planning for our class, and even though there were some bumpy moments, I'm liking what's happening even right now, and so I'm really grateful that you took the time and the energy to go over it with me step by step so that we could be clear on what would work. And so I wonder how you feel hearing that from me right now.
Yeah, I too am glad that we did that. And I like hearing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So for you, it's also kind of meaningful to hear that it affected me.
Mm-hmm.
That you enjoyed hearing it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this, I'd like you to blow me off a little bit more.
Oh, you're wanting me to blow you off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that,
okay.
To diss my gratitude a little bit, so I can show.
I missed my cue here.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So, Jory, we did this thing, and you helped me with kind of go through the agenda.
Oh,
and
it was nothing. I mean, it was no big deal. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. So maybe you just like some acknowledgement that this is kind of what people do when they work together.
Yeah, I mean, that's wasn't that our job? That's our job.
Yeah, so for you, it's just like you're wanting some understanding that you were just doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that this you like almost just like your own integrity in a way. That
mm-hmm.
you were really just doing the best you could. So thanks for letting me know that. And I want to know how you feel hearing that I am so grateful that we did that together, that we worked through it together, that you doing it with me helped me.
Wow. I think I hear that differently this time, actually. I hear that it really made a difference for you.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
I get those little tears in my eyes. The video probably shows that. That's very, very vulnerable for a guy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So there again, the format is a little bit different. I express my gratitude in the same way. I say what she did that I liked. I talk about what needs of mine were met and how I feel about it right now as I deliver it. What I get back, instead of as a sense of connection that I was hoping for, was just kind of getting blown off in a way. But rather than take that personally, that I did something wrong or that she didn't receive my gratitude like she should have, I went to empathy and just tried to be with her in however she was in that moment and let her know that I got her. And when I got confirmation that I got her, then I delivered the gratitude a second time, and then and she said that she was much easier for her to experience it. Anything you want to add about that?
No.
Okay. Any questions or comments about that way to kind of pull somebody by the ears in order to get the quality of connection when your needs have been met? Not seeing any flags, then I'd like to just take the last 5 minutes here to go and hear from everybody one reaction they have to our time together. And it can be something that they're celebrating, that they like, that they're going to take away and they can imagine using, or if they're just irritated about the whole thing and they just don't like this this focus on positivity or anything. That's also equally valuable for me to hear. So any comments? Give folks who would like to an opportunity to share what this was like for them.
I am just really enjoying this word resilience, how to become resilient faster, kind of having, you know, preparing, working in advance so that I can find that balance quicker. It's really a difficult place to
to sit and let something fester. I love this idea of having choice and using the power of positivity to be proactive. Feeling very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the reminder. Think of creative ways to appreciate others. You know, like if there are people at my home for Christmas, just to say to my sister-in-law, but I just love the way she washes the dishes with me, how much I appreciate, because that just brings so much joy when you do that for people. You know, we take moments for granted, I think, sometimes, and we forget to point out how much we enjoy it, the people around us, as I do sometimes. So I appreciate that, Jim, your reminder to do that more often. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I liked knowing about the 3-to-1, 3 life-serving ones to 1 negative. So now I had no idea that that was something that would bring joy into your life. So I really appreciate learning that. Now I'm going to have a lot of ways of working to have a life-serving experiences. So thank you.
Really enjoyed the aha lips jig, that outline and reminder of how I can make a choice about feeling those things and remembering those things.
I really enjoyed the beginning when you shared your meditation if you wake up in the middle of the night and you want to enjoy some serenity. I do wake up at night, so I'm going to try that and see how that works. And I think it's a really cool exercise. And I also liked the Jim's ratio of 3-to-1. And so I'll kind of reflect on that too.
I enjoyed the role playing, especially the profound honesty was really useful and practical. Thank you very much.
I think we got everybody. I will make this promise to you. We have a handout that has some of the information now will be familiar to you, but some of it might be puzzling, but that's all right. It might spark your reading. And the main reason I want to give it to you is because it gives credit where credit is due to one of my new teachers, Barbara Fredrickson at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She wrote a book called Positivity. And that was the source of the 10 emotions. Jory gets the credit for the acronyms. But Barbara has been doing this research on positivity for over 20 years at the University of North Carolina. And I'm very grateful for how she has enriched our lives by bringing this information. And she's the one, along with some other researchers, who discovered this incredible ratio of 3-to-1. I'm grateful for that. So you can take a little test every day, if you like, those kinds of things, and measure your ratio that you can be contributing to a massive research project by doing that. And I'm finished. I really had fun, Jory. How about you?
I had a blast. I'm so glad to hear your voices and delighted to be able to have contributed something. And I wish you a mele kiwiki maka.